Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
My name is Greg Lunsky, and I'm here to tell you that longevity does not have to be painful. Going back to my younger years, when I was growing up and still becoming physically active, I've realized over the years that many people who deal with injuries have that fear factor that steps in their way of living into longevity, being functional, strong, and with the right mobility. And I've realized that myself, going back about 5 years ago, when I started personal training, I was actually living in the realm of my clients, noticing that the busy schedule, being between three different gyms, coaching clients, and a full-time educator, my usual routine had to change. And I've realized and understood what my clients were dealing with busy lifestyles, families that they had to take care of, and yet still they had to show up and have the energy to function in their career, in their family life, and whatever recreational activities they did, whether it's cycling, running, or playing a basketball game, that training had to change for myself as well, just like it had to be modified for my clients to fit their busy lifestyle. There was no more days where I could spend hour and a half in the gym training because of the busy lifestyle of coaching clients and other things. And I've realized that to train into longevity with functional strength and mobility while still having the time, training had to be adapted to fit my schedule, just like it did to clients. And I've realized at that pivotal point that when my training took a back seat, I've also experienced what my clients were dealing with. When aches and pains resurfaced, some mornings waking up feeling like a tin man, some old injuries started to kind of flare up, and my strength took actually an effect as well with the lack of training due to the busy schedule. And I had to pivot and took what I used for my clients to implement into my own busy lifestyle. Moving forward several years after helping all the clients to pivot in their life to implement training so they actually show up for their families and also have the capability to live into later adulthood with reduced risk of injuries, showed me why it is so important for any adults, especially parents and entrepreneurs past the age of 40, that fitness needs to be prioritized with reasonable nutritional guidelines. It is not about the aesthetics, although looking good can be beneficial in many ways, but the functional strength training and mobility, as well as conditioning, it is something that is missing in our population. And going forward, after realizing this and adjusting my training on my own, I've realized that some of my clients had successes that totally pivoted their lifestyle, the way they approach fitness. One of my clients who took a little bit of a break from training comes back after about 6 to 8 months. However, he is concerned to go back to training in the gym because of an old shoulder injury flare-up. And that totally took me back to about almost 20 years ago when I dealt with a shoulder injury. And I found ways and different tools to actually train around that injury, despite surgery, thinking it was going to be debilitating, that it's going to affect me for long haul. And I'm here to tell you that depending whichever injuries you had in the past, or currently possibly dealing with, or restrictions in the movement and mobility, it is not a sentence for lack of movement, function, and longevity that is going to be painful. There are different tools, different protocols that someone can implement into training, such as mobility, particularly loaded mobility, which I'll go into more detail. Full range of motion strength training. Well, full range of motion for many people is going to be different. If, let's say, a person raises their arm overhead and they cannot bring that bicep to the ear, there could be some restrictions, scar tissue buildup. So everybody's full range of motion is going to look different depending on previous injuries, movement restrictions. And this is why it's important when somebody is embarking on the journey of fitness for longevity, function, and just overall wellness and health for late adulthood, that we look at the individual fitness resume. And that is the key thing to look at, what the individual has had in the past as far as fitness achievements, setbacks, injuries, and experience in the different fitness protocols that the individual has dealt with. And from there, we can actually build. And this is my approach, how I help clients to realize that there is still hope for them to have a strong, mobile, and athletic late adulthood. And that is one of the key things that a lot of folks are afraid to do when they go into a gym and see typical bodybuilding split routines, which is great for aesthetics, but it's not serving the purpose for somebody to actually live a functional and athletic late adulthood. Going forward, when we implement mobility, by comparison, if somebody is to do an arm circle, typically when we see someone doing that movement, it is very loose, relaxed, and there's other parts of the body actually moving. There could be rotation in the shoulders or the head tilting, versus realizing that you can actually focus on a particular joint by keeping the rest of the body still and building that mind capacity connection to each individual muscle and the joint to articulate that movement in a slow, controlled manner. Now we're not just talking about engaging the muscles, but the missing link is also the connective tissue that we forget that is to be conditioned for that late adulthood to be athletic, functional, and reduce the risk of injuries, to help those tendons and ligaments become more stronger and resilient. And if injuries do happen, that they're not so debilitating, so severe, builds that resilience for the person to bounce back out of those ailments. And I'm here to tell you, having dealt with injuries myself, a very debilitating shoulder one that took years to rebuild due to nerve damage and other structural issues, and a back injury, which many people deal with these days, it just takes a little bit longer. And that is the key component, being patient with the fitness into your longevity, realizing that it's not about the typical progressive overload a lot of people seek, raising the weight, the resistance, doing more repetitions, more sets. It is actually gradual progressions. So if we look at someone who wants to, let's say, squat a certain amount of weight, but they're not able to increase that weight for some time, with gradual progressions, each repetition is going to feel more connected, more controlled with each session, and possibly be able to pause at the end range of motions when at the bottom of the squat and at the top of the squat while standing, and have complete control of the movement, creating more tension within the body. That is the key thing that is missing. And it's not about going from 1 to 2 to 3, 4, and 5 and like progressive overload. We have to consider that the gradual progressions may happen in micro increments. Go from 1 to 2 may take a 1.2, a 1.5 micro progression. Going forward with mobility implementation for longevity, we have to understand that if done correctly, it can help offset asymmetries in the body. Hence, combined with proper flexibility protocol, it is absolutely life-changing for many people when we consider late adulthood. For example, a client of mine that I mentioned earlier that came back into training, we did not touch any weights overhead for at least 2 to 3 months, focusing on building stability in the shoulder and the upper back through loaded, articulated, slow mobility, has built that confidence in the range of motion. And I'm proud to say that he's recently been able to press this year over 40 pounds for multiple reps on that shoulder that was previously injured about a year ago. There is hope. No matter what the injuries somebody has had, having dealt with them myself, there is a way to train around those. It just takes a little bit more time, more patience, and those gradual micro progressions along the way. Going forward to implementing more functional training for longevity, one has to consider why strength is important. Now, let's not confuse strength with typical powerlifting movements. Strength may mean different things. Heavy is a relative thing for the individual that is doing the training, whether it's using external resistance like free weights, barbells, dumbbells, machines, bands, kettlebells, versus using your own resistance, your own body weight. Now we're talking about your own body weight strength versus external resistance. Both are important. However, for most folks in the late adulthood, unless there is a resistance training component, major joints may be severely affected. And we have currently in the US a population of about 4 million of adults total who are living with a complete knee replacement. Almost 5 million adults in the US who are living with a complete hip replacement. And of that, over several hundred thousand annual surgeries, replacements on knees and hips are happening currently, and that is on a rise. That is not longevity. For somebody to be functional with longevity, you have to consider the long haul, how you look at fitness, how you actually analyze your fitness resume, and actually design the training protocol. Which external resistance are you going to use? How you're going to actually implement mobility? And the other critical part of it is nutrition. We unfortunately live in a very unnatural world where we have so many chemicals in the food, the quality of the water. So when we consider that as well, you compound that with proper strength training, mobility training, and with clean nutrition. Now, we can actually look at the whole spectrum of what it is going to look like for somebody to live with functional strength, mobility, and not have to be thinking about that longevity is going to be painful. Also, my approach to longevity, functional training, is also including plyometrics. This is a very critical component that is missing. When we look at typical athletes training, most will want to push the weights in the gym, thinking this is what's going to help me become more athletic, capable on the field. Yes, to a certain extent. But when we look at plyometrics, for example, somebody stepping off a step during winter time, it is a little slippery and they lose their footing, but yet they land and catch themselves versus slipping and maybe twisting the ankle, spraining it. When we do plyometric training, it does not have to be anything extreme. Things that are missing is simple hops that people are not doing, stepping off of a small step and actually catching your landing produces something within the joint and the nervous system, that connection, that quickness, that resilience of the whole system working together cohesively. So that way we can also reduce that risk of injuries and their severity when we include slight, low impact plyometrics and build from there. That is the missing component in many young athletes training, where strength is constantly pushed to make sure that we function well on the field. As someone who has actually dealt with ankle sprain, I can tell you it is life-changing the way the body functions when we include that into the training protocol, as well as unilateral training. That is very critical for longevity factor and building symmetry within the body. By comparison, when we take a barbell on the back to do a back squat versus doing something like lunges, one leg deadlifts, or Bulgarian split squats, it builds a total different body awareness and allows us to actually see where the short changes are within the body and the lack of maybe stability in one side versus the other one. Once somebody starts increasing the resistance, because when we look at that, the body is actually moving in a totally different way versus bilateral, where people push weight in the gym with just a barbell, two joints at the same time. It is important to take a step back and actually train first your non-dominant side and see how quickly it actually fatigues. And this is crucial to helping that body to adjust itself and catch up. If somebody was to do, let's say, forward lunges with their non-dominant side and they are able to complete 9 or 10 repetitions, by the 10th one being completely fatigued, and then do the same movement on their dominant side, and it feels like they could do a couple more reps, we would stop at that. And maybe actually do an extra 1 or 2 reps on the non-dominant side. Going forward for the training into longevity, one has to understand that the typical training protocols out there that are 90 days or 60-day programs, it is not a cohesive long-term goal for most people. We have to look at it as something that is actually adjusted every 6 to 12 months. A person does require that foundation to actually build that strong body for the longevity, also the resilience in the tendons, the ligaments, and not to mention the bone density. That is one of the most also overlooked components for longevity, to have that reduced risk for injury, as well as if they do happen, they can bounce back out of it. and hopefully not being that statistic of either 4 million or the 5 million current hip and knee replacements that we have in this country. So I'm here to tell you that longevity really does not have to be painful. It does take a bit of time and patience. And that is the missing link, the component. Because we unfortunately have a society that is feeding onto instant gratification of fitness advancement, where we see people posting all these personal records, pushing heavy weight constantly on social media. That is not the reality. Progress, it is not linear. We cannot always expect to increase the weight, the reps in our training. Sometimes an individual has to stay with a certain weight, resistance, the amount of repetitions, the sets, or the rest periods between the sets for some time. It could be weeks or even possibly months. Give you an example, one of the slowest movements to actually progress for longevity is in a shoulder stability. So many people suffer with shoulder injuries, such a hypermobile joint. So I'm here to tell you that you can do this for the long haul. It will just require a lot more patience on your end. And that is what I love about doing about this fitness, helping people to realize that longevity does not need to be painful. It can be reached on various social media platforms, on Instagram, on Facebook. So when we look at that longevity factor, consider this. When you get to that age, whether a parent or a grandparent, the younger ones always look up to us. They watch, they listen. And imagine this, a grandparent lifting a grandchild off the ground with ease, full mobility, no aches and pains. That is the type of longevity that we should aspire for. Strength, mobility, resilience, and being independent versus relying on assisted care and people having difficulty just to simply sit down and stand up out of a chair in their 70s. That is not longevity. So I hope you find this very beneficial, insightful, and it's going to be life-changing for many people. It is time for us to change the tide and to build that resilience and capability into late adulthood, because fitness does help keep the mind sharper, improves dementia, cognitive function in individuals, as has been shown in studies times over times.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.